know my many Republican friends were more than happy to accept Attorney General Barr's terse summary of the Mueller investigation as a total and absolute vindication of Trump. Yeah, they're the same folks who smell smoke but refuse to see fire. I get that. After all, I'm the boy who smelled smoke behind my electrical panel, called 911, and waited to see if they'd arrive before my old house burned to the ground. Never did see flame, but when we crowbarred the old barn wood off the walls, we could see melted wiring, gooey roofing asphalt, and scorched metal. I don't think the assumption was that nothing was going on behind those shorted out breakers. Barr wrote a letter to Trump before he was nominated to be the next Attorney General that set out the argument that a sitting president couldn't be guilty of obstruction of justice. He was, if you follow the logic, head of the Justice Department and therefore immune to the laws that govern other bureaucrats. I think kings have this same inoculation, as do dictators and Führers. Needless to say, that kind of argument will get you a nomination from a president under siege. Mr. Barr says he will offer up a redacted report sometime soon. Meanwhile, he's interested in investigating the spying that was done by the intelligence community on Trump's campaign. As Roy Cohn taught Joe McCarthy and Trump years ago, the best defense is a hard kick to the groin. If anyone but the Republican enablers thought the Attorney General might remain unbiased, well, we were disabused of that notion after the genital karate chop by the Attorney General. Ditto the president's tax returns. Not gonna see him, the Trumpster says. Won the election so it proves nobody's interested. And anyway, they're under audit. And as everyone knows, the IRS can't release them while they're under audit. Long audits all those years back. And no, the IRS tells us they can be released, even if they were under audit. I've spent the past 3 weeks putting my electrical back together. New wiring, new panel box, electrical inspections, nice new digital meter, conduits, new siding, new interior paneling, discontinued circuits, a long lament of remodeling and anguish. No, the place didn't burn down, but plenty of damage was done. I'm hoping the government under Trump manages to survive these years, but I suspect that smoke we're smelling is a lot more than partisan imagination. There's plenty to see here. Whether we get to see it is another matter altogether.